For years, you've seen BetOnline.ag's odds on Fightful, whether it be wrestling, MMA, or boxing. That's who we trust. 25 plus years, they've been trusted online by millions. They've got a safe and secure environment. They've got payouts in minutes, high credit card acceptance, the earliest lines, the fastest payouts, and the industry's best bonuses. Whether you want to play games, whether you want to bet on basketball, MMA, boxing, wrestling, baseball, hockey, anything, check them out. You may say, wait, you can bet on wrestling? Yes, you can bet on wrestling. We've been giving you betting odds on wrestling for so long and giving you some good underdog picks as well. I think we hit a 9 in our first few months just working with BetOnline.ag. So check it out for yourself. Of course, we want you to only bet what you can, and please bet responsibly. Check out our friends over at BetOnline.ag. What's up, you guys? Welcome to Fightful. Sean Ross Sapp. It is March 10th, 2025. This is your WWE Raw review. I'm trying to fix my hair here. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. It ain't gonna happen for me, as I see. But you guys don't care about that. We're here to talk about WWE Monday Night Raw from Madison Square Garden. We had a big weekend. I did an AEW Revolution review last night. That show was just a ton of fun, and I hope that you guys enjoyed it as well. Again, please leave a thumbs up on this video. Check out all our great content, interviews with Natalya, Scott D'Amore this week. Last week, we had Mark Briscoe, and I gave you all a behind-the-scenes look of what it was like to interview MJF. This is a series that I worked on myself and put together. Would really appreciate if you guys checked it out. You'll notice here on YouTube.com/Fightful that we are doing a lot different stuff here. We're doing info docs. We're doing a lot of behind the scenes videos like that. Check out our shorts tab, all that. But if you're here and you want your question or statement read on the air, send a super chat, send a humper chat. You might go, what the hell are those? Well, super chats are here on YouTube where people like to do their roll calls by sending fruit emojis, which I love. Drop them in the YouTube comments as well. But if you have any questions or statements about this show, I want to know what you guys think. And I want to know what you guys want to know about. So you can send that in here at youtube.com/Fightful or humperchats.com. If you are a fan of the Q&A format, well, you boys over at FightfulSelect.com, the best $6 a month in the business. Today, we had a Q&A show live. I'm over there answering questions nonstop. We break a significant percentage of the wrestling news in this landscape. You can get it direct from us at FightfulSelect.com. I'll tell you more about that later. I'll right now brag that we got 5 out of 5 of our Bet Online lock picks last night, the most we ever had for AEW Revolution, and all of them hit. Also, underdog pick hit with Hangman Adam Page. So check out our friends at Bet Online. I want to thank Luis, our great moderator here, and give you guys a programming note. So the next 3 weeks, I'm going to be bringing you guys this show. If you are East Coast, if you are West Coast, we're talking early evening, afternoon. I'm pumped. I'm getting old, friends. Doing this show at 10:30 to 11:30, you know, I am kind of a fan of the earlier evenings. And for the next 3 weeks, WWE is in the UK or over in Europe. Next week, they air at 3 Eastern. You can watch it live on Netflix. The next week, it's 4. The week after that, it's 3. So for the next 3 weeks, I'll be bringing you all a show. It'll probably be 5:30, 6:30, and 5:30 Eastern. Going to give our wonderful fans in the UK the same luxury that our fans here in the States do. And Alex says, Sean, can you do more videos on your past experiences interviewing wrestlers or personalities? I plan on it. We're going to do a whole lot of those, like, as you know, as they call for it. The Hangman and MJF match called for it last week because there was an interesting story related to that in that video. But we also have some special videos. Somebody says, why is the stream in 720p? I can't believe it didn't get changed back. Somebody changed it on our settings, and I don't know why it hasn't been changed back yet, especially when somebody straight up told me I don't know. If anybody knows how I can, if I can change this in the settings, that is just so frustrating. Like, somebody even brought it to my attention the other day that works for us and didn't change it themselves. Go figure. But if you don't mind, share this video, all that good stuff. We would greatly appreciate if you all would do that. But, oh, man. Hell of a show. Crazy way to end it. Roman Reigns is back. We're going to talk more about that momentarily. But, lots of stuff to get into here. Lots of stuff to get into. Somebody says we're getting this damn triple threat with no stakes. Buddy, there's about to be a story for this thing. I'm here for it. I'm ready for it. I'm okay. There's some heat associated with this, friend. But get your super chats, get your humper chats in. Let's go ahead and talk about what kicked off this show. FightfulSelect.com had the rundown of this event before it kicked off. But we had Jey Uso defeating Grayson Waller. This is fine. You know, this is a means to extend this Gunther program to Mania, because, like, listen, it's, you got to do something for these 6-7 weeks, right? And Jey Uso defeats Grayson Waller. We're not going to sit here and pretend like this is the greatest match of all time, like a Matt Classic or anything, but Grayson Waller gets heat. And after the match, Austin Theory gets involved and Jey Uso takes him out. So, you know, they're going to do that match as well. This is pretty well what we expected, right? And then Gunther gets involved and chokes him out. I would imagine after the Austin Theory match, he goes to do the same thing, but Jey Uso gets one up on him. I think, considering what we know now about the John Cena heel turn, Jey Uso winning, I was all for it anyway. But I think it's pretty well the right decision. I don't think there's a wrong decision there. With that, Jey Uso's super over. It adds an awful lot of stakes and juice to this match that it, quite frankly, is needing. Like, right now, the doing matches with Grayson Waller and Austin Theory thing, it's clear that it's a time, buying a time thing for them, and it's something that they're trying to extend this as much as possible, because I don't know what else there is to say here. Now, hopefully they've got something up their sleeve. Hopefully they've got something a little bit more, because right now it's a little bit of a lull. I'm interested to see what Theory and Waller do after this, or if they'll just be the hanging out ringside guys still, because I think they're doing a good job at least trying to get as much heat as possible. It's just, you know, they're not going to win these matches, and that's fine. Not every match needs to be one where you have some reasonable sense of doubt in the conclusion or the finish or anything like that. But this was one to kick off the show. You're getting the crowd super hot. You got them yeeting all over Madison Square Garden. It made a lot of sense to do this here. Ludwig Kaiser and Penta vignettes. I think they're doing No Holds Barred next week in Europe. Interested to see how the crowd reacts to Ludwig Kaiser over there. I wonder if it will get the reverse interaction or the reverse reaction. Penta was on Main Event this week. And yeah, it's fine. Like, you don't have to be on TV on Raw every week. I got no problem with that at all. Ryan Caccini says, think Mako gets a stand and deliver match. Might make sense to take the belt off Julia for that. I would be surprised if they weren't coming together for something with Mako Satomura. Corey Brennan over on FightfulSelect.com, the best $6 in the business, had news on her being invited to Roadblock tomorrow. Not sure of what capacity or what context that they're doing that, but she was invited to the show. She is in the States. I think that the right thing to do is to give her that match. And I remember watching her in WCW, man. Wild, wild. Espanol viewers, if for some reason you prefer Espanol, we're launching Fightful Select Espanol. We'll have the same price rate as our basic tier of Fightful Select. But our great moderator, Luis, is going to be translating those stories for you guys. That way, That way, we're at least we're getting into that demographic, and we're going to start breaking some Lucha Libre news as well as time rolls on. Very excited for that. So check it out. We are on Twitter at Fightful Espanol. Guys, slap that thumbs up. We're at like 85 right now. I would like to get to at least 32,000. Granted, there's only 6,500 of you watching across YouTube, Twitter, X, Facebook right now. I think that you can call up your friends like it's 2005. Say, hey, you got to tune in. You got to watch Sean Ross Sapp. He's crazy, man. You don't know what he might do next. You better go hit a thumbs up, too. I know that's what you're doing. Logan Paul promo. Oh, God. So here is my issue conflict with the Logan Paul thing. I did a humble gimmick against Melissa like years ago. If you're a longtime listening, your boy viewers, I did like a bunch of promos on Melissa where I talked about being humble. And it was very clearly like a smarmy thing because I'm not humble at all. Like that was the gimmick. And Logan Paul's been doing something like that where he says that he's humble. But then he comes out and it's like he's not even pretending to be that. So I would like for that to just be abandoned. Because if you're coming out here and talking all this trash to the crowd and burying the audience, you can't really then do the phony, I'm so humbled to be here. It means an awful lot that you all would spend 90% of the money that you earn to come here and see me. Money that you could be spending at the dollar store. Stuff like that. Like it doesn't quite work when you then just bury the crowd. There has to be some semblance of a fake appreciation in that sense. And I don't see it with the Logan Paul thing. Also, he goes over to Andrew Schultz, who I think that the WWE looks at and they go, oh, well, he's the babyface here. But boy, you hop online and I'm not too familiar with him. I know he does the Flagrant podcast, but other than that, not too familiar with Andrew Schultz. Know that he's a controversial fella, but not going to pretend like I'm that hip to him outside of a lot of people don't seem to like him. He gets attacked by Logan Paul. AJ Styles makes the save, and I saw a lot of people being like, oh, AJ Styles, heel turn, because he's saving he's saving Schultz. Now, I don't know if this will continue all the way to Mania, but I wouldn't mind this as the Logan Paul match at Mania at all. AJ getting maybe his last big Mania match. Maybe, we don't know. His contract was supposed to be up early in the year or late last year, but he had a bunch of injury time added to it. But I think this would be a good one. Logan Paul's going to win. And probably rightfully so for what they plan or the direction they want Logan Paul to go in. But I think that AJ Styles is exactly the kind of opponent you want Logan Paul to have. And you got Shane Helms working on all these. Listen, Shane Helms can do anything. He's familiar with everything. So I would be completely fine with that. Now, this segment was originally supposed to be AJ Styles calling out Logan Paul, but instead he ended up making the save. Now, Cross and Scarlett were also backstage, and they posted a social media video because they weren't used. And he's like, oh, this is what I wanted to see out of AJ. Could have used a little bit more, but it's what I like to see. See a lot of you asking questions in the chat. Get your super chats, get your humper chats in like these wonderful gentlemen do or did. We would greatly appreciate that. Also, get those thumbs ups in. We would appreciate that. Tornado tag match. So, when I looked at the rundown on FightfulSelect.com, I knew that a lot of these segments were going to be pretty long and pretty focused, honestly. because there were like 11 or 12 segments on the 2.5 show, to the point to where I had people texting me saying, this might be a 2-hour show. And I'm like, nah, they'll stretch it out. It's MSG. And New Day defeated the LWO combination of Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee, which, listen, I am so excited that they have Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee teaming up. Rey is getting a little bit older. He's 50. And Dragon Lee has been largely directionless in WWE. And I think teaming them is the best course of action for their careers. There will be a formidable team. There'll be a team that gets a reaction because of Rey. Dragon Lee can get over as a result. Maybe eventually you feud them out of that, but I like it. And this match was a lot of fun, including a moment where Dragon Lee and Kofi Kingston were on the top rope. Xavier was standing on the rope, I believe. And then Rey comes out, jumps around Kofi and Dragon Lee and does a Hurricanrana from the top onto Xavier. I just exclaimed, he's 50. 50 years old. I've said this before. I'm going to say it again. 11 years ago, Rey Mysterio came out and got resoundingly booed in the Royal Rumble. People loved him. People respected him. But by then, people were also a little tired of him. He didn't have much equity anymore. He wore the baggy pants with the knee braces. We knew that that man was cooked physically. And he is better at 50 than he was at 39. Think about what 39 is in pro wrestling these days. That's prime for a pro wrestler these days. But not for Rey back then, man. He was struggling. And at 50, he is better than he was at 39. And he brought back the baggy pants tonight, too, which I loved. It was all for that. Dug it so much. Sir Brendo says, ordered one of the new Fightful mugs today. Listen, Sir Brendo, so we had those up on our shop, and we had no idea where they were going to be coming from because we hadn't really pushed those in a while. So you actually inspired the the new Fightful mug to get created. I am actually this week and next week going to work on designing new merchandise for Fightful. And we're going to have some stuff that is Fightful based and some things that are more generalized. Listen, if you guys have never seen our fanny packs and our beanies over there, I know this is an ad during the show, but listen, I designed these bad boys. I think I did a pretty damn good job. I'm gonna have to show you all. If I can pull it up. Because, like, I don't like to run around and wear something, you know, with my own face on it or with... Yeah, I think it's a little egotistical. You know what I mean? But, man, I wear the hell out of my Fightful beanie and my Fightful fanny pack. It's my airport fanny pack at this point. But I also designed these bad boys. Look at that thing. Look at that beauty. And look at that. Now, here's the good thing. You see that paint splatter on there? Those are individually stitched in, which I love. Legitimately the best beanie that I own and the best fanny pack that I own. And yes, I do own several fanny packs. This is at shop.fightful.com. I just realized we have the Steamboat Willie shirt up too. We made this. I think Mike from Indeed made it. But we did it just to pop ourselves because it became free to use, the Steamboat Willie Fightful shirt. So yeah, if you wanted a Mickey Steamboat Willie shirt, there you go. Oh my God, I forgot. If you don't want Fightful up there, we have one with a steel chair as well. Not only that, like a dangerous steel chair. Like this thing is gross. Look at that thing. I don't push our merch enough. We got enough shit going on to where I don't need to do that. But we've got Fightful's The Hump shirts.
We got some decent stuff. Jeremy Lambert has a shirt up there. There's a Sour Grap shirt. There's a Bless These Hands shirt. The weather outside is fightful. We got some decent stuff. Shotgun Sean says, WWE too obsessed, focusing too much on celebrities. Actually, I'll go back to that. We're still on this tag match. Kevin Mann says, I've got two hump shirts. Hell yeah. Yeah, we do still have the Sands of Time shirt. But we've like got new logos and stuff as well. So I'm going to work on those. We're going to get some new stuff up there. Neither here nor there. Chad Gable allegedly came out and attacked Dragon Lee. But it wasn't Chad Gable. So let me give you the rundown. Let me tell you guys what happened. Some heathen in a mask that says American made on it attacked, assaulted Dragon Lee and did some moves, clearly trying to make people think it was Chad Gable, and cost them the match. Now, Kathy Kelly confronted Chad Gable backstage and said, what did you just do out there? He's like, what do you mean? He's like, that wasn't me. And Kathy goes, he was wearing the same stuff as you. He had the same build as you. He looked just like you. Chad Gable goes, that wasn't me. The security here sucks. And then in the background, we see somebody wearing the mask being carried off. Now, I do not like I'm denying it was me, haha. But having somebody get arrested and taken out, listen, I dig it. I'm here for it. And I want to see Chad wrestle the Lucha style. I want to see this. I want to see him do it. So I have asked Chad Gable in the past, did you ever consider going to MMA? You know, highly touted wrestling prospect, all that stuff. He's like, no, I know that I was, you know, an Olympian wrestler, but I wanted to be a pro wrestler, he said. He's like, I was a fan of Japanese wrestling. I was a fan of pro wrestling. So this isn't something that he's just learning. Like, this man has been well acquainted with the Lucha Libre style for quite some time. And I am here for it. I loved the switcheroo. Loved the switcheroo. Worth noting also backstage, Alpha Academy was with Jey Uso, hyping him up a little bit. Zeno Hour says, Kathy Kelly getting gaslit by Lucha Chad. It was good. It was good. What should his name be? What should his... oh, my God. One of the best parts of it. He goes, ah, gracias. I dig it so much. I love it. This is so stupid and fun, and Chad Gable's going to be great at it. Isn't it wild, like, how you've had multiple Olympians transition to pro wrestling? Kurt Angle, Chad Gable, Mark Henry, and they all grasp the comedic aspect of pro wrestling very well. Are there any other Olympians that did that? Not Ronda Rousey, that's for damn sure. Like, all three of them did really, really good with that. Dustin says, there should be Rey Fénix. Oh, God. Dustin says, Andrew Schultz is a stand-up, released a special on Netflix last week. He had Cody on the podcast recently after Jelly Roll pushed for it. Raw was fire again. Thank you for the content and news, SRS. Well, thank you, Dustin. Yeah, I knew that he does like comedy and stuff like that. And I do see somebody saying WWE is too into celebrities and all that stuff. So one of the big reasons why is because they are owned by TKO, which is, you know, a product of William Morris Endeavor. And at their heart, they are a talent agency. You're seeing a lot of corporate synergy. You're seeing WWE shows, pay-per-views that go off the air before UFC pay-per-views do. You're seeing Pro Bowl riding streamed on WWE's YouTube. You're seeing an awful lot of talent, whether it be rappers, actors, again, bull riders, athletes, in the front row at the shows. Now, it's getting a little bit much of late. It's pretty heavy these days. But I understand why they do it. Puts their face in front of an audience that probably and likely has no idea who many of these people are. It familiarizes yourself with them. I understand why. Oh, Andrew Schultz said that stuff about Kendrick Lamar. That's where I knew his name. I mean, I watched the Cody interview. But yeah, I saw that. Good luck. Good luck engaging in a war versus Kendrick Lamar. I don't think that's going to work for you, buddy. Kendrick Lamar is humble. He remembers syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Very fun audience, enjoying passion theme songs. It was a fine crowd. The reaction at the end of the night was fantastic. What's your server's Discord? So if you subscribe to FightfulSelect.com, the best $6 a month in the business, we have an exclusive Discord. You can connect to it when you subscribe. And I've got an Ask SRS field over there. And I'm over there in the live chats a lot more. I am tweeting a lot less moving forward, all that stuff. And I'm going to be in those live chats almost every show that I'm doing a post-show podcast. I swear to God, I got the hiccups again. It's happened like 10 straight podcasts. My God. SuperMo23 says, hey, Sean, I know Raw will be live for the tour, but what about SmackDown for people overseas with Nord? So I'm still working on finding that out, but I did actually write an article today. So here's the way that this works out. And thank you for sending a super chat about this, SuperMo. USA Network has the US rights to SmackDown. So they are not going to air SmackDown in the States 3 and 4 p.m. or it'd be 3 p.m., I think, for each one of those shows. They're not going to do that. I'm waiting to find out if Netflix will be able to stream everything live over there. And if you're in the UK and you've seen the schedule or anything, please let me know. But I am working to find that out. But if it is airing live, then yes, you can get nordvpn.com/Fightful. And get access to that stuff. Listen, it's a wonderful program. I'll explain to you guys how to do it with nordvpn.com/Fightful. You get the app, and right now they've got a great deal, as they always do. Get 4 months extra and big savings, 30-day money-back guarantee, 24/7 tech support that's going to get you covered. Should your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourself on public Wi-Fi. But here's how it works. You get the app. It works on all your operating systems, all your devices. You can even put it on your router, your smart TV, whatever. I've got it on my phone. I've got it on my desktop. I got it on my laptop over here, my studio PC over there, the TV up against the wall, and the router. I got it on 6 different devices just in this studio. So, and Hampton Steve says SRS, and Sophie says Netflix currently lists SmackDown airing live. So here you go, my friends. Here's how you do it. You fire up that wonderful app. It is super easy to use. In fact, I'll give you guys a tutorial pretty soon. And then you just change your virtual location. You can change it to Canada. You can change it to the UK. Then you just slap in Netflix.com and it will appear as if you are in that area using Netflix. Now, that is something that Netflix is remarkably chill about. If they've got your subscription, they really don't care where you are in the world. And you're able to log on and watch those shows at 3 p.m. Eastern on a Friday. Maybe you're sitting in your cubicle. Maybe you got to work late. You got to work till 6, or you're on the West Coast and it's noon. It's lunch. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Fire that thing up. Listen, I'll be real. I canceled my cable. There's no reason for me to have it outside of football season, outside of college basketball season, for besides SEC tournament, NCAA tournament. I can watch that anyway. And now I just watch all the WWE content on NordVPN.com/Fightful. That was one of the longest ad reads I've done, but I know it's something that you guys have been asking about. I'm pumped to watch these shows in the afternoon, guys. Like, I'm really excited about that. Celebrities and cameos. DJ Rocco says, sad we didn't get the Cena versus Fab rap battle tonight. Man, is that a throwback. When were we supposed to get that? That was like at WrestleMania or something? That was supposed to happen? Or did they do that back in the day? Because it was supposed to... It was Mania 19, right? Where he wanted to have a rap battle with Jay-Z, and Fabulous, he said, pulled out the day of WrestleMania. But Fabulous claims that he was never asked to do it. Yeah, man. JM Melagrito says, what's with all the censors, even non-Netflix regions, like here in the Philippines, getting mutes and picture blackouts? It's quite annoying. The blackouts is very weird. I don't know why they're doing that. I've asked why, but I haven't been told anything. Cody promo, he comes out and he says that John Cena wouldn't show up tonight at MSG, a place that he had, you know, incredible moments in. Said that he'll be there next week, but he's not going to be there this week. Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral spray and serum treatments to find out what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/fightful. That's hims.com/fightful for your personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/Fightful. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. This was very much this guy's just watch next week. John Cena has had almost 40 matches at Madison Square Garden. Isn't that wild? Won the U.S. title at Mania 20. Won the Royal Rumble. What else has he done there? Do you have anything else big there? He hasn't wrestled there in quite a while. I think one match in like the last 6-7 years there. I know that Cody mentioned a few things too. I know he had the cage match against Rollins because they did that special event. Oh, he teamed with The Rock there. That's what it was, against Truth and The Miz. That's what I'm thinking of. But here's something wild. John Cena has only had 3 televised matches at Madison Square Garden since he won that Royal Rumble. Isn't that wild? We also have Obafemi, Steph Vakur, Julia. But Macaulay Culkin, the king of pops, I would call him. And then Rory Culkin being all emo right next to him. Oh, man.
Dominic got Finn Balor a title shot. I love this because it shows that these guys who sometimes have dissension do look out for each other. Dominic's taking like a leadership role. He's making, he's becoming like Arliss. He's becoming a super agent. He's making shit happen. And I dig that. And Finn Balor doesn't even like feign anything. He just hugs him. He's like, thank you. I appreciate you. And I like seeing that. I like seeing it a hell of a lot more than what I saw at the end of the Raquel Bailey match. Now, I just want to say this. Again, Raquel has found her footing in the ring again. And I gave her much more leeway than many because, listen, this woman had a crazy uphill battle to get back in the ring. She faced an awful lot. She missed like, you know, this 3 months and came back in the Elimination Chamber, missed another 8 months or something like that. So she missed almost a full year and didn't really have the opportunity to get her feet underneath her. And then of late, she's turned it up. Now, you also have a dance partner with Bailey. That's going to be great. Really enjoyed the match. Really liked the table spot and the last move in general. Bailey seems destined to face Roxanne Perez, and I would love that, especially as a non-title undercard match at WrestleMania. Raquel is fine. Got no problem with Raquel. And this is what I've had to say so much about WWE and their women's booking. I've got no problem with the performers. But now you're booking a situation where another one of your champions now is involved in something else. Why? Now, I love that it's a top contenders match. Hell yeah. Give me that. But the last time we saw them do a top contenders match, what happened? Dakota Kai, who had lost the title match and hadn't won a singles match since then, won the top contenders match, lost the title match. Then the person she beat in the top contenders match also got a title match and lost that as well. So does that mean Bailey's just going to get a title match anyway? Why do it? If you're Bailey, why don't you just beat up Lyra? That gets you a title shot, right? Beyond just building the championships and the champion, build the contenders, build what's underneath. And they keep, like, I'm not saying Raquel and Liv shouldn't do singles matches, blah, blah, blah. I'm not saying that. It's just, why are you going right to that? Liv and Raquel, who, by the way, have beaten and lost to teams. Oh, it's just such a jumbled mess. It's like, it's not even 50-50 booking. It's like 33-33-33 booking. It's 25-25-25-25 booking. Among like three or four participants. I don't get it. Bad Robot says, Cole very genuinely quietly said, Liv doesn't shut up during the Bailey match and it popped me. Do you think Rox cost Bailey makes it a Mania three-way? Rox, yeah, okay. So he said, ignore my comment about Rox was distracted playing 2K and thought Bailey won. I was about to say, okay. KE775 says, what do you think Bailey is doing at Mania? Still wrestling Roxanne or maybe a multi-person match for the IC title? I think it should be wrestling Roxanne. I would like to see Becky face Lyra, come back, win a top contendership match, face Lyra, add some juice to that division. That's what I personally want to see. Kim Gray says, how's Raquel doing with that condition she had? It seems like she's managing it okay. It's something that she's probably always going to live with. And apparently something that we've always got to live with is Dominic, who I adore as a performer, getting involved in women's matches. Does anybody got the T-Pain do something different rant? Because, like, listen, I don't want to yell and scream on here. That's not my thing. People will say I'm having a mental breakdown or I'm on coke or something.
But goddamn, do something different. It's been the same thing for years at this point. Dominic's better than that. The women's division is better than that. Everybody involved is better than that. Adam Pearce's character has got to be better than that, right? At what point does Adam Pearce's character say, hey, you're not allowed out there because you always get involved? Elizabeth says, Sean, SmackDown for 3:21 and 3:28 will be 3 p.m. on Netflix in the U.S. Well, I mean, not on Netflix, I don't think. It is, you have to get your NordVPN.com/Fightful because otherwise it'll be on USA Network. I would love if Kate and Alex did their show early afternoon. I think that would be a great way to kind of switch things up for a little bit. I am so sick of Dominic being involved in the women's title stuff. Guys, get your super chats in. Get your humper chats in. No, thank you, Elizabeth. I appreciate you. Oh, man. What kind of content do you all want to see on our YouTube? And that's a random thing to just throw out there. But if you guys don't, check out our shorts. We're working on those. We're trying to do new things. I had some new commercials created. Last week, I interviewed Mark Briscoe, Robert Stone, and the daughter of Clint Eastwood, Francesca Eastwood. Did that MJF interview thing. We had lots of footage, press conference footage. The week before, we had a lot of media scrum stuff, had Tiffany Stratton, Chelsea Green. We had TNA's attempt to challenge WWE. We had history of tribute to the troops, an awful lot of cool stuff over there. A lot of stuff. Studio tour for members. I've done this a few times. I've done this a couple times on Select. Maybe more Anna content. Anna has moved on from wrestling stuff, but if Anna ever wants to do anything with Fightful, that invite is open. I just am so happy to at any time work with Anna. Any card videos? So, Tops or Panini? So, man, I love when you all set me up for stuff like this. You want to see a studio tour for members? You want some card videos? I have like a dozen of those over on Fightful Select. So the $6 tier, I did like 4 or 5 dozen figure haul videos and about a dozen card haul videos. And some of them were WWE and some of them were other things, but I did Jersey Fusion, Topps Finest 2021, UFC Panini Prism, more WWE Topps Finest. I did some baseball box breaks. NFL Panini 2021. I did several of them. 10 best times Joel was wrong. Boy, we got plenty of them. Plenty of them. Dream Ninja said, just wanted to say, how awesome is it? B-Fab is getting screen time in a match with Charlotte. She's putting in the work with Natty and getting rewarded. So every time I've talked to Natty about the dungeon, she does put over B-Fab. She puts over Brody a lot too, about Brody. Brody earning his spot there, which I really think is great and admirable. Man, the dude loves it. But B-Fab has long put in the work. Reviewing old review shows. That's clever. Are the card videos new? Don't remember you mentioning cards. It's been a while. But how about this, Christian? I will go out this week and I will go to some card stores and I will see what I can pick up and I'll see if I can do some of these videos on Fightful Select. I'm going to do that because, I mean, listen, cards are hot right now. Cards are really hot. I had some that somebody gifted to me. Hold on right here. You know what? Let's go to a message from our sponsors and I'll grab a few cards.
You dealing with a nosy mailman all up in your business about what you're ordering, what you're getting? Well, don't worry about it with BlueChew.com and the code Fightful. It ships discreetly. Discreetly. Fortunately for you, because the mailman's going to want to know what's going on. He's going to be delivering that mail to your house. He's going to hear all these sounds. He's going to be like, what's going on there? Well, I don't know, because this package doesn't say anything, but I have a feeling the package in there is saying something, and it will be because of BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL. Same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Helps get you that main event performance and confidence. And you get your first shipment free when you go to BlueChew.com and use the code FIGHTFUL. Like I said, same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but much more affordable and in a chewable. Take their online quiz, and then when approved, it ships straight to your door. My gosh. BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL. Mind your own business, mailman.
So, I've got a few cards that I think Greg Nelson sent me these, good friend of the show, but sent me a Sting WCW card, an old Tops. Got a Cody Rhodes, Dusty Rhodes, Family Elite right here. Oh my God, that's an 18 of 99. Is that good? Is this good? I don't know. It's 18 of 99 though. Cool. Listen, I hope y'all are ready to crank because I got Virgil. He sent me Dean Malenko. Texas Cloverleaf is a move that I used during my wrestling career. And it's, what is that? That's a Tops card too. I forgot that they did Tops. And then I've got a signed Julius Creed rated rookie card, which I love. I absolutely love. So, you know, so a few good cards that he just sent me, but I just had those on hand. But I also have a couple other cards. Well, that's bad boy. Of which GCW produced without asking me. So I feel you, Ethan Page, about that. But the pictures in here, the traditional wrestling pose. But I also have a Denise Salcedo card. And the reason why I have this card is because I wrote, yes, I wrote the copy on the back. Sorry for the dead air. But I forgot that I completely wrote this. They asked me to write it. It says, Denise Salcedo is best known for her interviewing and media prowess, but has served as a GCW ring announcer for the last couple of years. Perhaps her greatest achievement is saving Josh Barnett from sure destruction at the hands of Sean Ross Sapp at Spring Break in 2022. She's done almost nothing else of note that we know of. But yeah, I've got these out of the box, and then I've got one sealed pack over there too. So I found out that I had a card when somebody messaged me asking me to sign it, which was incredibly flattering. One of the most flattering things in my career. Bad Robot says, how about some 2K content? Head-to-head, my GM in the office or with others on YouTube now that's online. Let's see Alex's booking with this sourness. So if you caught on YouTube the other day, I tried to do a live stream of 2K. However, Sony makes things so difficult to stream for old people like me. I got to have a Sony PS5 cam, of which nobody has in stock right now, by the way. Can't just use a regular webcam? Okay. Got to get a headset. What do I look like? A friggin' astronaut? I don't want to wear a headset. But I got them, and I'm going to do some streaming, guys. And people were saying, why not use PC? Why not use it? I'm old. That's why. I'm not trying to download Steam on this thing, bog it down. I don't need that. But I'm going to stream some 2K, by God. It's going to happen. Lord Zypher says, got to be Lucha Brothers versus Gable and New Day at Mania, right? But then where are American made in this? Like, I don't know about that. I wouldn't doubt that maybe that's something that's brought up, but you could do American made versus Lucha Bros and LWO. Oh, man, EO... Luis. I see it, Luis. I can't use it right now. I'm afraid I'll get copyright claimed if I use that T-Pain clip, but I'm glad that you sent it to me. That way, that way I have it to use in the future. Listen, people are saying you can run your PS5 into a capture card and stream from your PC. I ain't doing all that. I'm not doing it. Cut that shit out. I'm not doing it. I will hook a webcam up to my PS5, the PS5 camera. I will run my little headset through there. We'll be good to go. I'm going to stream it straight from the PS5. Not going to run it through. Let's run it through my phone line and up the wall and all that stuff. Listen, my TV is nowhere near the PC that I use, so I ain't doing that. Io Sky comes out, cuts a promo, talks about it being a dream to be at Madison Square Garden as champion. And then Rhea and Bianca come out. Maddie Mania says, what are your thoughts about the amazing promo Rhea cut last week? And they kind of canceled out tonight. Well, I think it all goes into the story they're telling here, which I think they went a long way in telling. You had Bianca Belair, who won the Elimination Chamber. You had Rhea Ripley, who was the champion and was very clearly looking past Bianca. Now, I don't necessarily think that you were cheering for her. Who gives a shit? Who cares? But the story was that Rhea last week and this week was more fixated on the person who had won the Elimination Chamber than the person who was challenging for and then won the championship. And they were both very dismissive. And listen, the story's good because everybody talked about Bianca and Rhea. Bianca and Rhea for a long time. I won't shut up about it. I've been talking about it for years. One person was like, all three of them. That was our good friend Ibu, former co-host of the Post Raw show. Ibu was banging that drum in December. November, December, into January. Was all about it. Was all about it. And he's getting his wish, man. Hope our friend Ibu's doing good. Spoke with him a little bit the other day. I thought that they sold this really well. Io portrayed that. Portrayed the disrespect really, really well. Like she saw what was happening. She's like, this shit ain't gonna fly. Not with me. Get your super chats. Get your humper chats in. We are at the main event. Seth Rollins defeats CM Punk. Pretty solid match. I love the buckle bomb. I love that they can do the superplex. And it's like, it's just slightly higher than normal because of the cage. It's not like that much higher. It's just CM Punk starts at a different angle. But everybody's like, oh my God, it's insane. It's a superplex, and I love a superplex, but whole lot of play in the hits here. But Seth Rollins has gotten into this thing where he plays other people's hits, and it works really well. He does the STFU. There's one thing that stood out to me. He goes, pass out, yeah, bitch! And I love that, first off. But also, WWE has gotten so far away from people just tapping out. Like nobody feels like they tap out anymore. Everybody passes out to the point to where they don't even say give up, tap out. They say pass out now. We've seen Seth utilize the pedigree. He utilized the GTS here as well. But this is the type of match that you watch and you're like, listen, CM Punk, after his run of injuries for a while, you hope he emerges okay. But he seems to have found his groove. He seems to have, like, got that underneath him, and he's just back. He's had 12 matches now. I think it's 13 matches. He's had 13 matches since he came back, including the live events and all that stuff, and pretty solid run. I mean, I think that's the longest stretch he's had of the last several runs, because yeah, he had his first WWE match, couple, and he got hurt. He had come back after the suspension and the injury and had, like, I want to say 8, 9. He had the foot injury and had a couple matches after that. So this is really his most consistent run in the ring that we have seen since the spring of 2022. And even then, I want to say that he had like 17, 18 matches before that had happened, before the foot injury happened. Maybe it was like 18 matches. So looking good on that. And that makes me very happy. I'll tell you what makes me happy. Roman Reigns is back. Now, it's what Alex calls the Monday Night Monkey's Paw, where you wish for something good to happen, and then it's like, ah. I hate going through the cage door as a method of victory in cage matches. I don't dislike the escape because it gives you a reason to be up there on top of the cage, but I hate the cage door. But in this situation, it worked out pretty well. Whew. You hear that Roman Reigns is there. And by that, I mean, go back and watch Seth Rollins sitting in the corner and how crazy that crowd reacted. It was crazy. And this is after Seth Rollins and CM Punk didn't want to use that cage door. They were both like, be a man, don't use the cage door. So Seth Rollins was sitting in the corner. He wasn't leaving the cage because that was an integral part of this story. And this story furthered the disdain and the hate and the viciousness between CM Punk and Seth Rollins. But Roman came back for him, buddy. Roman came back for him and yanks him out, gives him the win, which I dug. I love that. And whips his ass. Really kicks his ass outside that ring. He hasn't forgotten about what Seth Rollins did to him, and he's coming back to get his lick. And then he's leaving. And Roman looks into the ring, and CM Punk is there being consoled by Paul Heyman. And Roman, I don't know if it's jealousy or what it is. And there's still this big question of what is the favor? Now, WWE is very good at doing a thing where they plant a seed like 7-8 months before. And in many cases, they've got no clue what that payoff is. None. But eventually, over that next 6-7 months, whether it be the favor or The Rock doing that and people thinking, oh my, it was all a plan. They're good at paying it off these days. So I'm excited to see the payoff and then to find out later on, did they actually have a plan for the favor, or was it something that they just kind of left open? Roman Reigns attacks CM Punk because he doesn't like CM Punk either. He never liked CM Punk. Not since the Shield days. Definitely not after the Shield days. We haven't seen these two go at it on the mic. I look forward to CM Punk saying something like, I'm going to make you look strong. Don't worry. And there will be the right people will know what he means. Or maybe Roman will say it. Maybe Roman will be like, don't worry. I'll make sure you look really strong here. KE775 says, so we pretty much got two triple threats confirmed tonight, correct? Yeah, that's the direction it's going for Mania. Rollins, Punk, Reigns. Now, as of January, it looked like it was Reigns and Punk. At least that's what people were telling me within the company. And you can kind of see how things have changed there a little bit. As of January, I had been told Tiffany Charlotte, Bianca Rhea, which has now obviously got EO involved, Cena, Rhodes, and then Punk and Reigns. And now Rollins is added to it. And I think it's a great idea. Because this is a triple threat match that has a real reason behind it. It's not just a, well, we're doing this to do it. These guys have story behind them. Seth Rollins set this up in an interview with Nick Halsman years ago, how he didn't like CM Punk. The members of the Shield have never been Punk guys. Punk referred to Roman Reigns in one of the most famous wrestling podcasts ever and sent a lot of hate Roman's way, maybe even unintentionally. Roman Reigns has said, I don't like that guy. They've set it up on screen where Punk helped out Roman Reigns because of Paul Heyman. Seth Rollins attacked Roman Reigns. They've got plenty of history. You can kick that back off anytime. Seth Rollins and CM Punk just had a long-term feud. I do think they should add a little something to it. You can add stakes to it. That'd be great. I don't think there's enough of that on pay-per-view wrestling, like top contendership matches. I think that helped out the Swerve Ricochet match last night on AEW an awful lot, but oh, it's a good time. Reminder, FightfulSelect.com, best $6 in the business. Somebody says, I hope Nick Hausman's doing okay. I saw him a few months ago at a Black Label Pro show. He looked way happy. I am not surprised that being off social media and dealing with some of the dipshits that are on there would make somebody happier. Which, by the way, thank you for all the nice things you all said this week. Had a little bit of a medical situation that had me really in my own head and working on getting that rectified. So I just want to say thank you all to all of you who said nice things. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. It would mean an awful lot if you guys did that. We are publicly funded. Listen, everybody that aggregates us, we don't make any money off that. Just because they put dash Fightful, we don't benefit from that. We don't make money per click, per se. We lose money on that end of the website. So we are largely funded by your super chats, your humper chats, our sponsors, and FightfulSelect.com. So I just want to tell you guys how much I appreciate all of you. I am back here on Wednesday with The Hump. Until next time, my friends, we're out.